Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We are also a holy priesthood. We have to go back to the law to see what the priesthood was and what it was instructed to be and designed to do. And how many understand a big part of the priesthood was what? Offerings, right? I mean, that took up a huge amount of their time and their energies was the offerings of the Lord. And there are chapters after chapters, virtual books on how they were to bring the offerings. Well, this is a big part of the Bible. Is it important? Yes. Well, we know that this is a type of us. They were the priesthood under the law, under the Levitical order. But what's that a type of? It's a type of us. We've been made a holy priesthood. What do? Keep reading. A holy priesthood to offer up spiritual, not just natural, but spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Do we have a ministry of bringing offerings to the Lord? Spiritual sacrifices and offerings that are acceptable and pleasing to Him. God is a spirit. Anything that's just done in the flesh or that's done without faith is not going to please Him, is not going to be acceptable to Him. Under the old covenant, you could just do what He told you to do and righteousness was imputed to you. You know, your sins were covered for another year. But under this new covenant, just going through the motions doesn't cut it. Right? It's got to be from the heart. And it's got to be in faith. It's got to be spiritual. Spiritual. I understand you could pray and just go through the motions. It could just be a fleshy prayer. But you could pray a spiritual prayer. You could sing, supposed to be praising the Lord, and it could just be flesh. Your mind could be thinking about fried chicken. Right? You're singing, oh, how sweet it is to trust in Jesus, and oh, how sweet the chicken is, too. And it would be really interesting, and I'm glad it's not that way, but if everybody's forehead was a TV screen, and you could see what was actually on their mind, it'd be a terrible distraction. I'm glad it's not that way. But no, it could be fleshy, but it could also be spiritual. Our singing, our praising, our playing could be fleshly or spiritual. Well, what about our offerings, when we bring our offerings? Same thing. You could just throw a check in or some cash in the plate, and it just be fleshly and natural and not pleasing to the Lord. Or you could put your heart in it. And you could put your faith in it. Right? And it be spiritual. We are called a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices and offerings to the Lord, offerings that are acceptable and pleasing to Him. Can you say amen? Amen? So that's what we're on in these days, and the Lord's helping us, and we're after it. How many believe you can come up to a higher level of pleasing the Lord in these things? In 1 Corinthians 16, you don't have to turn there, but let me just read it to you. 1 Corinthians 16:29, the New Living says, give to the Lord the glory He deserves. Bring your offering and come to worship Him. Everybody said out loud, bring your offering and come to worship Him. See, He said, give Him the glory He deserves. Worship the Lord in all His holy splendor. Can you do that with an offering? That's what this is described. See, offering time has degenerated in so many churches and places into a necessity. You got the ministers even get up and apologize. Well, I'm sorry we have to do this, you know, but you got the lights and you got the electric bill and you got stuff that you have to do. So, you know, y'all please help if you can. No, 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 no. If we had $10 million just sitting in the bank and everything we'd ever thought of, bought and paid for and done, it'd be no different come offering time. Did you hear me? We're going to step up. We're going to talk about giving in faith, and it's worship time. And we ought to honor the Lord. Are you with me now? So we make no apologies for this. There's nothing to make an apology about. I'm not giving to you. You're not giving to me. Right? We're not just giving to the church. Offerings are to the Lord. He said, come worship him. Give him the honor that he deserves. Bring an offering and worship him. That's what we do. That's what we're supposed to do. Now, last Sunday, we talked about the first offerings. I want you to just go back again to the book of Genesis. We looked and saw the first recorded offerings in the Bible, which was Cain and Abel brought an offering to the Lord. But we see that over this offering occurred the first murder. There's only a handful of people on the planet. And one man kills one of the few people on the planet, his own brother, over an offering. And I said to you, you know, the Lord's dealt with me, I think, from the beginning of our entering into the ministry and even before. I've always believed in prosperity, and I preached it, and I've always believed in the offerings of the Lord that they should be honored, and I've taken flack for it. I don't mean just once or twice. I've got ugly grams. Anybody know what I mean? Not a telegram. Ugly gram. I've had people meet me in the parking lot, act like they're going to hit me. So mad about what I said about money and offerings and these kind of things. And part of the time, I was befuddled and just amazed by it. I thought, what's the deal? We've had people call in and fuss about the airplane. You know? I mean, you know, just not once or twice. We got one of the smallest, one of the oldest, for one of the lowest prices that anybody ever got. But that's still too good for us. Did you hear me? In their eyes, what business does a church and a preacher have with a jet? Well, what business does a whiskey company have with a jet? I've had people ask me, what do you need that for? Well, what do other people use them for? We ride in them. To me, that's kind of a dumb question. What is an airplane for? Anybody know? They fly. It's real cool because it's so much faster than driving. But people, they get bent out of shape. They've never given a dime to it. Did you hear me? But they want to judge us. And if you and I, if we're happy to sow money into it and take care of it, and we're happy, why do other people have a problem with it? What is it to them? We didn't ask them for anything. What do they care? But they do. I know in Tulsa, Phyllis and I had believed God for a nice house. For almost 20 years, we'd sown our seed, and we came up, we lived in Shoot 'em Up Alley on the rough side of town. And we believed God to get to a decent apartment above that. Then we believed God to get to a better apartment. Then we believed God to get to a rent house. And then we believed God, you understand what I'm talking about, over 20 years. And I'm telling you, the Lord did something for us. We found a place, wasn't even for sale. The Lord, I mean, supernaturally moved on us. Make them an offer on it right now. We didn't even, it wasn't even for sale. So what do you offer them? Well, he gave us a price in our spirit. They came back and took it within about 15,000. Just, I mean, it happened so quick, and we didn't have the money. And God moved supernaturally. Some people knew about it, had asked us about it, and we told them at lunch, and we were at a church, and it wasn't that many people there on a Wednesday night. Wednesday night. And the Lord moved on this one fellow. He said, I think we ought to sow an offering into these guys on this thing that they're believing for. And I mean, it came, $60,000 came in just like that. Little bitty crowd. We were in the parking lot of the bank to go in to close the deal and lacked some of it. And the phone rang on the cell phone. Thank God for cell phones. And there was the rest of it ready to be wired. We didn't ask anybody. We didn't beg anybody. We didn't send any letters, nothing. And it was such an amazing deal on the house that there were people were sitting in on the closing place. They were waiting in the wings, hoping our deal wouldn't go through. And the house, I don't know, it was worth, oh, what would it be? At least twice, maybe three times what we paid for it. Just a deal. I mean a deal, a God deal. We hadn't been in there 2 or 3 weeks. And I went to get my hair cut. And the person cut, and she said, you know, so-and-so was talking about your house the other day. I said, who? They said, well, they went out and rode by your house. I said, great. They said, no, not great. I said, what do you mean? They said that house too big for him. What did he need such a big house for? That house covers half a block. I think that's good. I mean, don't you? I mean, why not the whole block? I mean, let's get one that covers the block. It was all one level, and it just kind of straight, you know, it was in a circle, you know, in the neighborhood, and it kind of went around the corner of the house. Nice swimming pool. And they said, that's too big for him. What does he need? I mean, made him mad. What does he need that for? Well, that kind of thing, you know, we have dealt with all the time we've been in the ministry. But here was my question. Why? What bothered them so bad about it? We didn't ask them for any money. Well, we see here, Cain got so mad about Abel's offering and the resultant blessing that he murdered his own brother. It's always been this way. Do you see this now?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Precious Seed, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102B. That's R1102B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.